NOAA has 30 coastal sites that have been designated across the country to study and protect estuaries. Those are ecosystems where rivers meet the sea, or in this case, the Great Lakes. UW Green Bay has been leading the designation process. The university's Emily Tyner says the site's designation would elevate the bay's profile nationwide.
Locally, it's significant because it brings additional attention, resources, a collaborative force to work toward addressing opportunities and challenges around the Green Bay estuary.
She says the research reserve may address challenges like harmful algal blooms and emerging contaminants. Efforts will get underway to draft a management plan and environmental impact statement for the site. Tyner says she hopes it will be designated in 2025. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.